Chapter 10. The Unwritten Name. The journey back down the treacherous trail was both mentally and physically exhausting. Lucas, Emma, and Ben found themselves entangled in a net of fatigue, confusion, and lingering dread. Each step they took was cautious, weighed down by the responsibility of ensuring Emma's safety due to her broken leg. "Guys, we need to stop," Emma groaned, her face contorted with pain. "I need a break." Lucas, always the protector, set down the makeshift stretcher they were using to transport her. "It's okay, Em. We can rest here for a bit. We've made good progress." Ben, still haunted by his recent nightmare encounter, peered around nervously. "We should make camp soon, you know. It'll be dark in an hour." Emma gave a weak smile. "Thanks, Ben. I'm so sorry I'm slowing us down." Ben waved her comment away. "No need for apologies. We're in this together, remember?" However, even as he said it, his eyes darted about as if expecting some hidden danger to emerge from the shadows. As they set up camp, a somber mood enveloped the group. Lucas broke the silence first. "This isn't how I imagined our fall break, you know." Emma chuckled softly. "You think?" "I just wanted an adventure, not a horror story." Ben, rubbing his temples, muttered, "I just wish I could shake off what I saw. Those nightmares, they seemed so real." Lucas gave him a concerned look. "What did you see, Ben?" Ben hesitated, his voice barely above a whisper. "I can't. It's too dark, too terrifying. But I know one thing. It felt like a warning." The trio sat by the campfire, finding a momentary peace in its flickering warmth. The crackling flames, however, couldn't ward off the chilly atmosphere that descended upon them. As the night deepened, Ben began to twitch in his sleep, his face contorted in fear. Emma and Lucas exchanged worried glances. Lucas, trying to wake Ben, gently shook him. "Hey, Ben, wake up, man." But Ben's nightmares had taken hold. His screams echoed through the forest. "No! Stay away! Don't come any closer!" Emma, tears in her eyes, whispered, "It's Elias. I'm sure of it. He's done something to Ben." Lucas, feeling helpless, replied, "We listened to Nahini. We honored the spirits. Why is this happening?" Suddenly, the sound of footsteps approached their campsite. They quickly grabbed whatever makeshift weapons they could find. The last thing they expected to see was a flashlight, cutting through the darkness, revealing the stern face of a U.S. Park Ranger. "Whoa, kids, calm down," the ranger said, raising his hands. "I came up here looking for you. You were overdue on your trip and we got worried." Emma, tears of relief streaming down her face, asked, "What about our friend, Carl? Have you seen him?" The ranger frowned. "Carl? There's no Carl on the register. Are you sure he signed in?" Lucas, his voice edged with panic, exclaimed, "He has to be there. He's been following the same trail." The ranger tried to calm them. "Look, we'll get you all to safety first. Tomorrow we'll send out a scout team." Emma nodded. "Please, just find him. We can't lose anyone else." Ranger Mitchell, a tall and sturdy figure with sharp blue eyes that seemed accustomed to scanning horizons, tilted his wide-brimmed hat to get a better look at the campsite. "Quite a setup you have here," he remarked, eyeing the tents and the fire. "It's not often I see folks this deep into the woods. What brings you all here?" Lucas, trying to stay calm for Emma's sake, answered, "We were trying to find the triangle." The ranger chuckled. "Ah, chasing legends and stories, are we?" Emma, her face pale and strained from the pain in her leg, interrupted, "It's not just a story, Ranger. We've experienced things. Things that can't be explained." Lucas, hoping to clarify, added, "We came searching for answers, but things went wrong. Our friend Ben," he gestured to where Ben sat, eyes vacant, staring into the fire. "He's not been the same since an encounter he claims to have had." Ranger Mitchell approached Ben cautiously. "Hey there, son. You all right?" Ben just murmured something indistinct, rocking slightly. Emma, concern evident in her eyes, said, "He says he met someone, presumably Elias, who showed him a terrifying nightmare. He hasn't been the same since." The ranger raised a brow, clearly skeptical. "Elias, you say?" "That's an old tale, kids. Elias the Triangle, they're just stories to keep youngsters from wandering too deep into these woods." Lucas, his frustration evident, said, "We wouldn't have believed it either. But there's another man, Carl, who came searching for answers too. He's still out there." Ranger Mitchell took a seat by the fire, rubbing his temples. "Carl?" "Didn't see any entry by that name in the trail register." Emma, clinging to Nahini's words, her voice barely above a whisper, "You have to help him. He's out there, alone, seeking the truth about this place." Mitchell sighed. "Look, I'll send a scout team up first thing in the morning to check things out. But right now, our priority is getting you folks back to safety, especially with her leg," he nodded towards Emma. "And his state," he indicated Ben. "It's not safe to be out here. We break camp at dawn and head down." Lucas nodded, wrapping an arm around Emma for comfort. "Thank you, Ranger. We just want to get out of these woods." The night air grew colder as the four of them sat around the campfire. Every rustle of leaves, every snap of a twig seemed magnified. The tales of the Triangle might have sounded like legends to some, but to Lucas, Emma, and Ben, they were terrifyingly real. The ranger, though skeptical, couldn't deny that something was amiss. The forest held its secrets close, and as night deepened, the group huddled closer, seeking warmth and comfort from each other, waiting for dawn's light to lead them home.